For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, Neely, tonight we lost an icon, man. You know, an individual who, if you grew up in Jackson during the 1980s, he was every bit the legend. You know, I just stop and think, you know, some kids grow up with Joe Paterno, some with Bobby Bowden, some with Lou Holtz. My coach was W.C. Gordon, and it is a tough, tough loss tonight for the Jackson State family.
Yeah, you're spot on, Chuck. This is one of those watershed moments in sports history because it's not just Jackson State. It's not just HBCU football. It's not just football. It is literally the coaching industry as a whole, because Coach Gordon touched so many players and so many coaches and so many different coaching trees, and touched this community of Jackson so much so that, you know, you and I used to talk all the time how people would dismiss or forgive that he was a Tennessee State guy, mm-hmm. because he became such a Jacksonian in his work and his career and his living in his community. That he truly became true blue and would lead the blue. We have certainly lost an icon. We have lost a legend. You know, the winningest coach in Jackson State football history, mm-hmm. with a margin so great that, you know, you hope someone's going to come along and challenge it or break it. But it is one of those standards that even if it's ever surpassed, you know, Coach Gordon will live forever because he touched so many lives, so many people. You know, even if you didn't play on the football team, if you had his health class, if you lived in the Georgetown community, if you just knew it, he was just so deep-rooted and connected to Jackson outside and beyond the university that it's a major loss.
It is very much a major loss. You know, as I was just kind of thinking tonight, I remember – being a 14-year-old boy, and the caravan of the Jackson State fan base traveling down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi for that historic game against University of Southern Mississippi, and the feeling of confidence in terms of following your team down there and knowing that you had your general leading you, W.C. Gordon. So many iconic victories during the 80s, but that is just one memory that floods my mind tonight in terms of talking about the loss of the great W.C. Gordon.
And, you know, we've been at this podcast, Chuck, for almost a year, and it is rare that we have an episode, no matter the guest, no matter the sport, it is rare that we have an episode and Coach Gordon's name doesn't come up and come up with a smile, or with how he challenged somebody and made them better, a unique story to his interaction with people, how W.C. was much like Fred G. Sanford, and he would make the W.C. stand for anything that fit the situation.
Exactly.
You know, we'll cut, we'll cut, we'll call your mama. You know, just he was just the lifeblood of that university and that program, so much so, you know, that we have the W.C. Gordon Classic. We kick off the season with it. And, you know, he has been able to attend that. And this was a year that he was not able to because of the pandemic. But he has, you know, fought those health challenges and would make it to the pregame and interact with past players. And whether he was, you know, easing along on the sidelines or being traveling by a golf cart, you know, he was there. And his presence will be met. But I am also certain that his presence will live on. There is something going to be named for Coach Gordon. whether it's a street, a building, a statue, a facility, you name it, it's going to bear his name because he deserves and has certainly earned that honor. Chuck, it's going to be a tough time. You know, your legends, you know, live forever. And it's almost like the impact when we lost Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. And here's why I draw that parallel. You know, there are just some people you just expect to be around forever. And we know that, you know, as Dr. King said, longevity has its place. And we all know that we're going to leave here at some point. But there are just some iconic people that you just cannot imagine them not being around. Right. And even after his retirement from football and his retirement from the day-to-day rigors of coaching, mm-hmm. you could still go to a community meeting in Georgetown and look in the back of the room and Coach Gorman sitting.
Guess what? Yeah. Great point. Great point. When you talk about legends of the SWAC, Southwestern Athletic Conference, undoubtedly, you talk about Eddie Robinson, Marino Kasem, the Godfather. And you definitely have to talk about W.C. Gordon in terms of his prowess within the Southwestern Athletic Conference. The 1980s were a magical time, 28-game win streak. You talk about the players. I mean, and this is just, you know, my memory going back to my childhood, all the way from, you know, Perry Harrington and Jeff Moore, Larry Cowan, Carl Blue, Mario Kirksey, just so many names. I could literally do this for another hour and a half or so, just naming all of his players from the 1980s. Kevin Dent, but I mean Lewis Tillman. But you know, the indelible mark that he left on Jackson State University. Just kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's his mark is still there. His mark will always be there. You're talking about, you know, that SWAC winning streak mm-hmm. that just in this era, you can't imagine that being accomplished again. Mm-hmm. And you know, you mentioned those other coaches, and I have so much respect for Coach Robinson and Coach Kasem, but, you know, you put Coach Gordon in that same conversation with a Don Shula in the NFL or a Joe Paterno at Penn State.
Yeah.
Because Coach Robinson, you know, had a certain number of victories. But Coach Gordon's impact was so much more, you know, than wins and losses. And I don't say that to discredit, you know, any of those other great coaches. But being born and raised here in Jackson and having attended Jackson State, you saw, as you put it, that indelible mark outside of football. It was all around Jackson. It was all around the state of Mississippi. It doesn't matter, you know, what sport you coached. You know, you could be coaching badminton at the church league and you learn something from Coach Gordon, and whether it was how he taught with humor or taught with firmness and love and kindness. He had so many ways that he reached kids. And let's, you know, let's be clear about something. About those great JSU SWAC teams and those eras where we were at the mountaintop, it was because of his recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, because he had that personality and that charisma that when he sat on your couch and he came to that small town, you know, time stopped. Mm-hmm. Who's Coach Gordon here to see? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's almost like how people do say a Nick Saban, you know, when the Alabama plane lands somewhere and they say, oh, Nick, here's get somebody, Nick's here. That's how it was in the 80s with Coach Gordon. Yeah. You know, when he went to get a player, he got that player.
Right.
You know, because he brought everything that he was known for to the table. And if he was showing up to sit down with your mom over a cup of coffee and say why you should, you know, turn your son over to him for a few years, that resonated because he has so much respect. And so when we talk about, you know, building on tradition, blazing new trails.
Yes, sir.
This guy is the very tradition we're building on.
No doubt.
No, he was that tradition personified. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chuck, it's from an emotional standpoint that he'll be missed.
Yeah.
The blueprint, the work ethic, mm-hmm. What it means to be a Blue Bengal, to be a Tiger, to be 1400 Lynch Street. Mm-hmm. That's all him, and that's going to live forever, you know, because he, as you say, he left his mark on that campus, and now we stand on his shoulders and we build from that. And that's not something that is erased with a physical passing.
You know, Neely, you touched on something. You talk about the respect and the charisma. You know, just looking back at that time frame, I looked at Jackson State every bit as on the same level as, you know, the SEC counterparts within the state. You know, it was that sort of arrogance, swagger, respect that he all, you know, had woven into the tapestry of the program. And I tell you what, you know, I'm almost kind of at a loss for words tonight, just kind of thinking back in terms of the mark that he really made on this program and the state of Mississippi as well.
You said it. You said it. This is something that is going to echo well past 1400 Lynch Street. You know, people all over the world, and I don't say that, you know, because you literally have people who he touched, who he coached, who he taught, who he lived in a community with, you name it. They now live all over the globe and have a piece of Coach Gordon with them. And when this news starts to reverberate, it literally is going to travel the globe because he had that kind of impact. No, you know, there's someone living in Germany right now. Maybe they're retiring from their military career, and Coach Gordon coached them in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And this news is going to reach them, and they're going to be sharing stories of WC and we'll cut and we'll call your mama. You know, this was a tremendous person, mm-hmm. a tremendous man. He was a gold standard in coaching. He was a standard in what you look for in a coach as far as that intangible and tangible that they bring to the table, you know, understanding that the football team is a part of the JSU family, but the JSU family is a part of Jackson, and Jackson is part of Mississippi, and Mississippi is part of the United States. Coach Gordon didn't just coach at 1400 Lynch Street. He literally coached the world, and he touched so many folks, and so many people are going to be moved by this as this news travels.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I'd love to take this time right now, along with our Jackson State fan base, one of the best fan bases in all of HBCU athletics. And let's have a moment of silence right now for W.C. Gordon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.